China's current pension insurance system includes basic pension insurance for urban workers, rural social insurance, and urban social insurance. Under the new plan, those covered by two or three of these types of insurance can switch from one or the other. Professor Zhen Fengtian with the College of Agriculture and Rural Development at Renmin University says the new policy is part of the broader reform of the social insurance system.
无论农村的居民，无论是工厂的工人，甚至公务员、事业单位的人员
，There should be a unified standard for everyone, no matter who he is. However, the insurance gap between different classes is evident. Yet to set a unified standard for every different social group costs a lot. So the reform is on the right path to start with the rural citizens, and it paves the way for further reform for the whole society.
Under the new proposal, people who have paid into social insurance for 15 consecutive years can apply for the basic pension insurance for urban workers, which generates higher returns. Those who haven't reached the 15-year payment period can apply for the new urban or rural social security plan so they can have basic coverage. As an example, if a migrant worker from the rural areas has been paying for the new rural social security scheme, he or she can apply to have their payment moved to the better paying account for urban workers if he or she has moved to urban areas to work. However, Professor Zhen Fengtian notes the 15-year payment requirement is one of the main reasons most migrant workers can't qualify for the most lucrative program.
新生代农民工可能能享受到这样一种政策的红利，所以那些
The rural migrant workers currently working may benefit from the policy, but those who are in their 50s or 60s may not. And also the current policy does not include the jobless rural citizens living in the city. Those are the problems yet to be solved in the new policy.
Meanwhile, the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences is reporting China's pension deficit has reached some 77 billion yuan through 2011.Its latest report shows over one-third of China's 31 provinces and autonomous regions are facing pension fund deficits. The government's top think tank is warning of an unsustainable financial situation under the current pension system. Li An is the vice president of China's Academy of Social Sciences.
表面上看，我国基本养老保险制度这几年积累了大量的。
Our basic pension insurance system seems to have saved a large surplus in recent years, and they have guaranteed the current needs.However, most of the surplus comes from financial subsidies from the central and local governments.
The report by CAS also notes China's economic growth structure is undergoing a planned slowdown, which is also going to reduce revenues to the pension system. Dai Shanlong, chair of the National Social Security Fund, is suggesting part of the gaps in the pension fund can be covered by this country's state-owned enterprises.
I think we should set up a system to transfer one-fifth of SOE's profit to Social Security funds.
China's pension fund only accounts for 2% of the total GDP. The ratio is 83% in Norway, 25% in Japan, and 15% in the United States. An aging population here in China is quickly becoming a major concern. There were 190 million people at or above the age of 60 as of the end of 2011.It is estimated this figure will top 200 million by 2013. By 2050, one-third of the Chinese population will be 60 or older. As many as 125 million elderly people here in China currently receive pensions every month. As such, Premier Wen Jiabao has promised to increase government spending on the social insurance system to address the aging problem. For CRI, I'm Qi Zhi.